About the circumstances that brought Ruth, who was really a foreigner. She was a woman born in Moab. She was a Moabite. She was not an Israelite. And it was during the time of the judges. This was before there was a king in Israel. She was a woman of character. And I think that's obvious in this story. Here's a woman of character. I think it's such why so many are named Ruth today. I don't know too many that are named Orpah, do you? I know of one named Orpah, but I don't know of any Orpahs. Because Ruth is really a contrast between Orpah, who was easily persuaded to do really what she wanted to do, and Ruth was a woman of character who realized how destitute Naomi was. Naomi was really like a mother to her, even though she was a mother-in-law. How wonderful it is to see that. Love for a mother-in-law. I think it's more common than we give it credit for. I think a lot of times we make these mother-in-law jokes. But Ruth really sincerely loved her mother-in-law. I think even more than she did her own mother. And so here is a woman of character. And that character was formed by circumstances. Remember, Naomi was a widow. She lost her two sons. But the only family that she had. I mean, can you imagine the sorrow that she must have felt? I think it's as much a story, really, of Naomi as it is a story of Ruth. So there is a character here formed by circumstances, a shared sorrow that Ruth had with Naomi. Now, sorrow can either make you bitter or it can make you better. And in the case of Ruth, it made her better. It made her a better character, a better person. And so she had this character that was formed by circumstances. Many of you moms know what that's like. You've lost a child. Or you've gone through that, certainly that valley of the shadow of death, just bringing that life into the world. So you can identify with Naomi and with Ruth more than the rest of us who've never experienced that. So here is a character formed by circumstances. Don't let those circumstances in your life make you bitter, but let them make you better, a better person, better character. The kind of person that God created you to be. So here is a character formed by circumstances, by choice. Certainly, Ruth had a choice as much as Orpah did. Ruth could have gone back to her own people, to your own people of Moab. Moab, you may know, was one of the sons of Lot. So they were related, the Moabites and the Israelites. But they weren't the same. Israel was a nation that God chose to glorify His name. And they were to be a holy nation, a peculiar people, much like us today, who have been called to faith in Jesus Christ. We have been called to be a part of that holy nation. And I think Ruth recognized that call of God upon her life, how she just felt in her heart, knew in her heart that this was the right thing to do. This was the thing that God was leading her to do. So she identified with her mother and went to this land that was really a foreign land to her. And she adopted the God of that land. He said, where you go, I will go. Where you stay, I will stay. Your God will be my God, and your people my people. Here is a character formed by circumstances, by choices, by commitment. Now, commitment's a word that we don't really hear a lot today, like I think we used to use that word more. Maybe because there is kind of a lack of commitment in all of us in this time in which we live. It's kind of unpopular, this subject of commitment. So it's really a world full of our orders that we have today, I believe. People who are easily persuaded to do really what they want to do. And that's what Orpah did. She went back to her own people. We never hear from her again. I mean, we can only assume that she went back to her pagan beliefs in her native land, the Moab. But how different is the commitment of Ruth? I'm sure you would agree. So there's character here that we can learn from. There's compassion. And compassion shown in kindness. When Naomi, the mother-in-law, pleaded with her daughters-in-law to go back to their own people. Here's what Ruth said. Don't urge me to leave you. Where you go, I will go. Your people will be my people. And your God, my God. Isn't that compassion? Well, we have this loving people at arm's length. I think men maybe more than women. You know, we love our families, but maybe they're over there somewhere on the mainland or somewhere else. You know, someone has ridden the lines to live up above with the saints we love, oh, that will be glory. But to live here below with the saints we know, well, that's another story. So I think, you know, knowing and loving is so important. Here's a woman who wanted to be with Naomi, who stayed with her. And it shows in her kindness, in her courteousness. She would have gracious consideration toward others, certainly toward Naomi. When she went into the field, she acted very respectfully. I mean, respect is really uncommon. You know, we say common courtesy, but we say that because courtesy, frankly, is not all that common. So here is a woman who is courteous. She was considerate. There was considerateness. Ruth toward her mother-in-law, Naomi, and Boaz also was considerate. I think sometimes we find the kind of person that we are. And that's what happened here with Ruth and Boaz, this beautiful love story. The most beautiful love story, I believe, in all of literature is the story of Ruth and Boaz. Certainly there's a commitment on the part of both of them. So far as we know, Boaz had not been married, was not a womanizer, so far as we know. I mean, he wasn't without sin. But here are two people of outstanding character that God brought together. And what a wonderful outcome that was. I'm sure you know that maybe one of the main reasons, if not the main reason, that this little book of Ruth, only four chapters long, it could have easily been omitted from the Bible. But one of the reasons, if not, again, the main reason, maybe, is that Ruth was the ancestor of David. And David, of course, the ancestor of Christ. So think of the impact that this little Moabite woman had upon the world. We would not be here today if it were not for Ruth and her commitment, her compassion, her character, her compassion, but also her conviction. Someone has stated conviction is what you have in the dark when nobody is really watching you. It governs your life. It makes you the person that you are. And how do we define it? It was stated by Ruth, that verse that we read in verse 18, where you go, I will go, where your God will be my God, your people my people. And here's what Naomi said to Ruth in chapter 2. The Lord repay you. May you be rich, or Boaz, I believe, said this. May you be richly rewarded by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge. Now, I think you all know the story, how Ruth went to glean in the field of this man who turned out to be Boaz, who was a near relative of Naomi, her mother-in-law. The custom of the Jews was to allow some of the grain to remain in the field so that the poor of the land could go and glean have enough to take home to their families. Well, that's how Ruth and Boaz met. That conviction was certainly stated by Ruth and what she said to Naomi and how she lived that out and how Boaz caught notice of that and spoke of the faith that she had, how she came to take refuge under the wings of the God of Israel. Isn't that beautiful? Thinking of God as an eagle, mother eagle, protecting her little eaglets, and how when danger would come, the little eaglets would seek refuge under the wings of that mother eagle. It might not have been an eagle, it might have been a hen, little chicks, will run to find refuge under the wings of their mom. It was starting this conviction. It was a fulfilled commitment. And I think in her heart, Orpah, it was really a study, isn't it, of these two women. These two women who had identical circumstances in life, it would seem. They had the same upbringing. They both had a similar tragedy in their life. They had lost their husbands. Their mother-in-law had lost her husband, their father-in-law. And yet, how their paths diverged. Because Ruth started in her commitment. It was a fulfilled commitment. Ruth was industrious, like the virtuous woman of Proverbs 31, a wonderful chapter I've commended to you. It really gives the picture of the ideal woman, the ideal mother, if you will. Ruth had no time even for self-pity, did she? We would say that she richly deserved to shed tears for herself, but we don't find her feeling sorry for herself or just kind of sitting down and thinking, this life is too much for me, I'm just going to give up. But we don't find that at all. And I think it's a challenge, not just to mothers, but to all of us, to realize that God is in control of the circumstances of our life, good and bad. I mean, if we believe that God is sovereign, then we have to indeed believe that everything that happens is either by His express will or by His permissive will. But God can bring good out of even tragedies, even circumstances that we would say are hopeless. Certainly Ruth is a good object lesson of that, isn't she? So it was started. She did something about it. She did what she could. She went out and worked in the fields. Hard work. I haven't done that, so I can't even, I've done some pretty hard work for, a few days maybe. But to work like she must have worked, it shows the heart of this woman, how she loved her mother-in-law, how she cared for her. Mostly it was because of Naomi that she did these things for someone else. The Bible says, look not everyone upon your own things, but upon the things of others. That's what Jesus did for us. When he went, before he went to the cross, he stooped down and washed his disciples' feet, showing us that we are to do likewise. We're to be servants of others, like he is, like Jesus is. Jesus was the descendant of Ruth. So here we see this characteristic carried down through generations. It doesn't have to run in families, though. It's a spiritual characteristic that we can all have if we will just seek to be that kind of person that God created us to be. It was started. It was stayed. Now that verse back in chapter 1, where Ruth said to Naomi, don't ask me to leave you. Where you go, I will go. Your God will be my God. Your people will be my people. God forbid that anything but death should separate you and me. That has been often quoted at weddings. But it's really an expression, this kind of commitment that Jesus showed toward us. How Jesus has said, I will never leave you or forsake you. I have loved you with an everlasting love. And he wants us to exemplify that same commitment toward our loved ones. And I want to encourage you, moms, know that you are loved. Know that you are in the place of Ruth, really, and that only heaven will tell. And really appreciate all of your sacrifices, all of your labors, all of your tears that you've shed for your own family, and your desire to seek the God of Israel, which is the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to train up that generation, or to pray for those ones that you've already raised, that, we feel like, once they're raised, what else can we do? Well, we can pray for them. So I just want to encourage you to be like Ruth, all of us, to have this kind of faith, to have this kind of character, this kind of compassion, this kind of conviction, and God will bless it. And only heaven will tell what the consequences will be.